said, come on, honey, and she said, okay. She went away to play a one-man game, and since that day, it ain't been the same. 'Cause Mary Hill was such a thrill at the dark.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Astronaut Bill Anders has died in the crash of a small plane that he was piloting alone in Washington State. Anders was a member of the Apollo 8 crew that flew around the moon in 1968 and took a famous color picture of the Earth from space.
1968 had arguably been the most turbulent year in U.S. history. 30 years later, Bill Anders admitted the Apollo 8 crew was somewhat removed from reality.
Our colleagues were fighting and dying in Vietnam, and we were locked up in simulators.
But the year ended on a high note when Apollo 8 flew around the moon on Christmas Eve. The crew read from the book of Genesis.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
Anders remembered the positive messages that came from individuals and from groups like the Southern Baptist Convention.
We had about 100 feet of a scroll with the signatures thanking us for reading from the Bible.
Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
An early summer heat wave is causing temperatures in parts of the West and Southwest to soar into the triple digits. CBS's Jared Hill says first responders are scrambling to deal with it.
Phoenix first responders showed a potentially life-saving way to treat patients suffering from heat stroke, using cooling bags filled with ice to quickly drop the body temperature.
There's a lot of things happening at this point. We're starting multiple IVs to give them cold fluids.
With the heat comes the risk of wildfire and strain on first responders. In Napa County, California, four firefighters were hospitalized after being injured while battling flames.
In the Feeding Our Future pandemic fraud trial in Minneapolis, five of the seven defendants have been found guilty on several of the charges. Here's federal prosecutor Joe Thompson.
The verdict confirms what we've known all along, which is that defendants falsified documents, they lied, and they fraudulently claimed to be feeding millions of meals to children in Minnesota during COVID.
And in Hunter Biden's federal gun trial in Wilmington, Delaware, testimony from the defendant's daughter. CBS's Erica Brown was there.
Hunter Biden's legal team began presenting his defense Friday, calling his eldest daughter, Naomi Biden, to the stand. The 30-year-old recounted visiting her father at a Los Angeles rehab facility in August of 2018, telling jurors he just seemed really great. She testified in October of that year she borrowed her father's truck to move and did not see any drugs inside.
Actor Dick Van Dyke has become the oldest winner of a Daytime Emmy Award. He spoke last night at the awards ceremony.
I'm 98 years old. Can you believe it? This really tops off a lifetime of 80 years in the business.
Van Dyke won for a guest appearance on the soap opera Days of Our Lives, The Sound from CBS. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Seasons change. Why not your tech? Upgrade now during the Dell Technologies Summer Sale event and save on select PCs like the XPS 16 powered by Intel Core processors. You'll be able to bring your most intensive projects to life with built-in AI, minimalistic design, immersive visuals, and cinematic audio. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics plus free shipping on everything. Amazing prices await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Nissan knows it's not about where you go. The real fun comes from getting there.
From muddy jungles to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder lets you chase bigger, better, and more exciting adventures.
And with a towing capacity of up to 6,000 pounds, you can bring the fun with you.
Find your path with the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Head to NissanUSA.com for more details. Towing capacity varies by configuration. See Nissan Towing Guide and Owner's Manual for additional information. Always secure cargo.
The quest for Lord Stanley's Cup resumes tonight.
The NHL Finals begin tonight with the Panthers facing off against the Oilers in Game 1 of the best-of-seven series in Sunrise, Florida. While the Cats are making their second straight Finals appearance, they've never hoisted a Stanley Cup. It's been 34 years since Edmonton last won it, and center Leon Draisaitl says his team is long overdue.
We know it's going to be a challenge for us, of course, but I think this city deserves it. I think our group deserves it, and yeah, we're going to do whatever we can to get it done.
Draisaitl, courtesy of ESPN. The puck drops tonight at 8 Eastern. Erica Herskowitz for CBS News.
A man has admitted that he did help operate a fake law firm scheme that defrauded desperate homeowners nationwide on the brink of foreclosure out of at least $15 million. 36-year-old Terrell Blackstone of Woodbridge, Virginia, pleaded guilty Friday to falsely promising to help thousands of homeowners. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, we'll look for a partly cloudy sky, a low in the upper 50s. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a few showers and rumbles of thunder, highs close to 70. Then we're back into full sunshine on Sunday. Beautiful day, high to 75. It's 60 right now.
Where I wanna go. I wanna search city. Columbia Park to Racine's famous zoo. Local news and timeless hits.
In a little cafe, just the other side of the border, she was just sitting there giving me looks that made my mouth water. So I started walking her way. She belonged to Batman Jose. And I knew, yes I knew, I should leave when I heard her say, hey, come a little bit closer, you're my kind of man, so big and so strong. Come a little bit closer, I'm all alone, and the night is so long. We started to dance in my
all right now. door, and out stepped Johnny B. Goode, playing guitar like a ringing a bell, and looking like he should. You gotta play at garden parties, I wish you a lot of luck. But if memories were all I sang, I'd rather drive a truck. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da.
Looking down on a city, the way I feel is a doggone pity. Teardrops falling down a mountainside. Many times I've been here, many times I cried. We used to be so happy when we were in love, high on a mountain of love. Night after night I've been standing here alone, weeping my heart out till cold gray dawn. Praying that you're lonely and you come here too, hoping just by chance that I get a glimpse of you. Trying hard to find you somewhere, love, high on a mountain of love. A mountain of love, a mountain of love. You should be ashamed. Your name. Way down below there's a half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big tall steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing and they should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams gone above, high on a mountain above. A million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big tall steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing that should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams long above, high on a mountain above, high on a mountain above, high on a mountain above.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We are experiencing a stretch of severe weather in Wisconsin. 22 tornadoes were reported over four different days. This includes the strongest one that ripped through Evansville area, marking the first time that a tornado ever touched down during the month of February in Wisconsin. Now, we typically average 23 tornadoes during an entire year and recorded 21 in 2023. But we've already surpassed last year. And what's considered to be the most severe weather months of June and July are still ahead of us. One more thing, forecasters are predicting a shift to a La Nina climate pattern in July, meaning our severe weather season could be longer and more damaging than ever. Information you need to be sure you and your family are always weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Without you in my life, everything was just a bore. All the things I did since I've done them before. But you brighten up all my days with a love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. Till the heavens stop the rain.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made?
Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long. My love's too strong. Let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through, with the rain in my shoes. Photographs to some old gray bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? Drove on through the rain. As he listened, I explained that he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through, with the rain in my shoes.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
days of summer, the jasmine's in bloom. July is dressed up and playing her tune, and I come home from a hard day's work, and you're waiting there, all cares in the world. See the smile of rain in the kitchen, food cooking in the plates for two. Feel the arms that reach out to hold me in the evening when the day is through.
Down.
beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile. My curiosity running wild. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go. Riding along in my automobile, I was anxious to tell her the way I feel. So I told her softly and sincere, and she leaned and whispered in my ear. Cuddling more and driving slow, with no particular place to go. Particular place to go. So we parked way out on the Kokomo. The night was young and the moon was gold. So we both decided to take a stroll. Can you imagine the way I felt? I couldn't unfasten a safety belt. Riding along in my calaboose, still trying to get her belt to loose. All the way home I held a grudge for the safety belt that wouldn't budge. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go.
You got to be. You got to me, you got to be mine. You got to me, girl. All right, come on now. Say you got to me now.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. A member of the Apollo 8 crew has died. The BBC's Peter Bowes has details.
Retired Major General William Anders was piloting a small vintage plane when it crashed.